The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by Vistar Credit Union, featuring Jaguar senior writer John Hosier and executive producer Dave DeCandis.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast, presented by Vistar. And this week's guest, I think Jaguars fans are going to like. I'm excited about it. He has, an unbelievable story. It's a story of a guy who was on his way to being an absolute lockdown top 15 pick with his future really ahead of him and sustains a brutal injury at the worst possible time. We'll share more about that during the podcast. But the astute Jaguar fan may know that I'm talking about new Jaguars cornerback Sidney Jones, one of the, quote, surprise players on the team. We'll find out in a minute if he surprised himself. I would guess not. But Sidney, first of all, overnight success story, but not overnight, right?
Definitely not overnight, but thank you for having me. It's been a long journey, ups and downs in this business for me. Started off with Philly, obviously didn't work over there. Now I'm here, ready to make the most of this opportunity. And over there it was a long journey, but I came in. I worked so hard in the off season. Had big goals, big aspirations, and obviously it didn't work out there. But those goals and aspirations never changed for me. So coming here, having another opportunity, come prove myself and, make something happen has been good. I never lost faith in myself. Always believed in myself, and just ready to work and continue to work.
I want to get into the details of your story in a minute. I know you've shared that story a lot. But what is this season, the last month, what does it mean to you? And I will get into some of the details of how hard you've worked to get here. But what does this month mean to you? How much has it maybe changed you or given confidence? Where are you at in that regard?
I think it's been huge for me, Coming from the situation I was in and not having really too much consistency and success, whether that was my play on the field or injury wise or whatever the case may be, it's been really nice to kind of be back to that normal space of knowing, having some success, having some, building stuff to build on, playing football like we're children again, because it's a kid's game. At the end of the day, I started playing since I was 6 years old, and it kind of feels like the same vibe. And teammates here, we rally around each other. We all have good energy, and especially last game, that was the funnest game I've probably been a part of since I've been in the NFL. And I know a whole bunch of other guys feel the same way. It was just different energy. So having that is huge. Just playing football and loving what you do and loving the energy on the field with your brothers is something really special. So just kind of, it's been amazing to really build off this whole month, whether that's, playing style or right. The way I've been playing. It hasn't been perfect on my end, but it's progression. I'm in there. I'm seeing what I can do better. I'm seeing, corrections, and I can take that week by week by week and build that progression. That's something I crave as a player. As well as, I've been dealing with some injuries here, but it's been also another, confidence boost within myself that I'm able to push through those type of injuries, So it's been really good for me.
And not to bring up a horrible memory, but for the fans who don't know, I can't even imagine the timing of this for you. You're on your way to being a top 15 draft pick, probably. And you not only get injured on your pro day, but you tear your Achilles, which for fans who don't know, that might be worse than an ACL. That might be the ultimate injury for a player at your position. If you don't mind, just kind of take me through the emotions of that moment and how you sort of even get past that initially.
I think it was really tough. Just kind of having some direction of, where you're going to go in the draft to having so much uncertainty draft wise. But I knew, I was determined to come back and get back to playing football. But that was the only thing that kind of threw me off a little bit, and coming back from that injury was probably even harder. I was positive throughout the whole thing, but kind of didn't realize the after effect it would have. Mm-hmm. I think it had some type of, because that was my first injury pretty much my whole football career. I never had any surgery before that one, and had that one, and then it felt like a ripple effect of other things came into effect. So that, I think the after effect of that was more,
right,
you know, more hurtful, you know. But that injury itself is a pretty good one.
The phrasing hits me there, because like I said, it's about as difficult for a player to play your position, because it's all quick twitch. And so you say you never really had any adversity before this. It had been pretty much a straight shot, and I guess you were a guy who rightfully assumed you were going to be in the NFL, and then you sort of hit this. What was the key as you came back and just sort of kept through it? How did you deal with it once you got to Philly and once you sort of had to get past this injury? What kept you going, I guess, is what I'm asking.
What kept me going is just football itself, knowing it's the game I love my whole life, and the adversity within it is tough, but you got to keep pushing. I still had bigger goals within myself. I had mm-hmm. something to prove within myself. I wanted to get back to play at a high level, as I already was wanting by leaving early and coming to the NFL. So those goals never changed. I wanted to, you know, keep proving myself to become the best player that I can be. And I'm on that path right now.
How do you not lose confidence during that? Because I know as an athlete, when you don't have what you had before, which is that gift for a while where you're having to recover from it, how do you not lose confidence, and how do you sort of believe that it's eventually going to get to the point where you're at now?
It's a very, very tough question. Probably don't know exactly when, but I probably lost confidence at some point.
Sure.
Like, being completely honest, it I don't think I've ever said that out loud, but it's, I'm in a different place, different mindset, and mature, reflecting kind of on the past, and probably lost some confidence within, I don't know what year, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, it was just kind of like, just felt overwhelmed with uncertainty of the future of my body, of pretty much everything in my life. But it was a good learning experience, knowing that I haven't been through any adversity in my life, really. And this one just so happened to be within my career. So I always, going back to what you said, just staying faithful, knowing the place I still want to get to, having a support system around me to keep me uplifted, for my faith really got me through it. It was it's a lot of things that helped me pull through, but it was a journey for sure.
So you get to Jacksonville. Were you 100% when you? I mean, did you feel like you were already ready to make this jump coming into this season?
This past year, so I told you I worked my butt off this offseason. I had big goals. I had my goal was to go to the Pro Bowl and all that, but I got to Philly, and I had a hamstring that put me. It was okay. A camp. It put me out for a week and a half. So I think camp was probably short this year, and there was no preseason already. So dirt, like, already had injury history with them, and I guess that week and a half, you know, other guys were getting their opportunity, and they got that. So the way it worked out is, you know, they released me, but that was that little hamstring that put me out for a week was nothing in my brain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So compared to everything else, a week and a half is not that much. So
right.
in my brain, I'm like, I'm good. Like, whatever happens after Philly, if they release me, I'll just go somewhere else, fresh start, change the scenery, and, you know, make the most of my opportunity, and somebody's going to get a heck of a ball player. Because I know my goals still never change. And
so you're in an odd situation where even getting cut, you didn't lose confidence because you knew you were back to being you.
Yeah. And it was a fresh start knowing everything I've been through.
Right. Yeah. I got you. So you get your chance against Houston this year. You obviously know before that game, or you feel like playing time's about to come. You feel like you're about to get that opportunity. Any nerves at that point, or are you that confident that you said, hey, I know I'm back physically. I know I can do this. And it's just pure excitement, or both probably.
So I'll tell you a story. So I'll just give you a rundown of everything.
Sure.
It was, I think, maybe Cincinnati week or maybe a week before. And I was like, because I was just sitting, I was just on special teams. I was like, hey, coach, can I get a package? Can I get a Sidney Jones package? Kind of joking with him. He's like, yeah, it's not up to me. I'll see what I can do. I'll see you. Da, da, da. So we get in Cincinnati game, and then a couple of players go down, and then I play like a few snaps. I don't know how many, but I assumed in my brain the next week I was going to be getting a lot more playing time, being that there was injuries. And then I was coming. We had lost that game. I was coming. I was running off into the locker room, talking to somebody. I was like, I'm gonna catch two picks next week. Watch this. And then I was like, watch. I'm speaking out there. I know I'm about to play more. I'm catching two picks. I need that. So that was my mindset the whole week. I was playing the game in my head the whole week. Imagine myself catching two picks, just being a great player. Just imagine it. Just because I expect no less from myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting the game, I got my hands on the first one. Almost caught that one. That would have been two. That would have been two. But one, you know, one coming out party, just it was good. But just end up having a really good game and good starter game, you know. So I was really happy about that one. And then pretty much from there, just carrying that same mindset and, you know, expecting nothing less from myself.
I got to think right now, this is a feeling, I mean, and we'll talk about the team in a moment, and I'm not trying to imply that it's cool to be 1-8. But personally for you, it has to be just a tremendous feeling to, after so long, to be back, to have the opportunity to be there. You've got to sort of feel like at this point, almost like a rookie again, no?
Yeah, it's that's how I've looked at it, honestly, because I've never had anything to build off of, and I've never had stepping stones, and I feel like there's a young group around here, and I feel like I'm very experienced with, you know, being in the league for 3 years and having great football IQ. I feel still as a young guy, being that I'm in there and I'm messing things up that I know that I can fix, and it's like, mm-hmm. That's the experience. That's what I'm looking for. I know as much as I made plays, I've you know, ultimately kind of giving up some things, but knowing, okay, that's NFL, they get paid too, but knowing where I can be better, I feel like I can be so much better than I am right now. So that's where my mindset is right now, always, you know, getting better.
You said something that was interesting. You feel like there's an energy about this team right now. You know, and that sounds odd to say at 1-8, but you mentioned at the top there was an enthusiasm last week. Tell me about that a little bit. How does that – why is there an energy, and what are you guys feeling right now?
I wouldn't say we necessarily had that same energy any other game. Maybe we had it week one during the – I was still on practice squad, so I wouldn't know. But in terms of on the field and having fun, like, I wasn't the only one who felt it. Everybody – like, I know a whole bunch of other guys – who said that I was like, that was a fun game. They're like, remember this feeling. Remember how much fun we were having.
Yeah.
Remember this, you know, and all that stuff. So I don't, it was just a different energy that I can't explain. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know what we did different, but we got to keep that same energy, because that's what makes the game fun and us play better.
Now you tell me you're turning into a golfer. Where are you at in that? Can you play yet? Tell me about Sidney Jones, the golfer.
Barely. I'll tell you as much as I can, but I love Top Golf, and I go, and I don't have any technique. I don't have any talent with that. I just know I can smack the ball, and I love just hitting the ball as far as possible. But I am going to take golfing lessons after the season when that comes. And
Well, Jacksonville's the place to do it. It's an
yeah,
unbelievable golfing area.
for sure.
And then I'm told your fiance is a chef. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this something where you could take advantage of that in terms of diet, or is it a bad thing? Are you eating too much?
Oh no, I'm a slim guy, so
Okay.
I need the calories, but she cooks amazing food. She's not a certified professional, but she's from the South, and she's just a really good
Okay.
home cook, and she can bake, she can cook, she can do pretty much anything, and the food is like amazing. Like we always joke and say, like, 'cause we go to restaurants, we try different things out, and we always joke, I'm like, babe, you can have your own restaurant if you wanted one. If you, like it's not better than what we make at home. So a lot of times we'd rather eat at home than go and go to somebody else's restaurant. No knocks on anybody else, but
Okay, yeah, last thing we do, Sydney, we call it the Ozone Five.
The Ozone.
It's five quick questions. You can answer as quick or as lengthy as you want. It's fun stuff. Sydney Jones, what was your last binge watch?
Last binge watch. Has it been that long?
All
Let me come back to you on that one. Ask me that one
right.
last.
Last song that you listened to either in your car or on your headphones.
Humble by Little Baby.
Who's most responsible, aside from you, for you being in the NFL?
I would say my mother for birthing me.
Okay.
And she's been there through my whole journey. I can't pinpoint one person. A lot of You'd be surprised how many people,
Right.
gathered around me to bring me to where I'm at today.
Gotcha.
But I would say my coach, Jimmy Lake, he's my DB coach at Washington. He's now the head coach
Okay.
there. And he, technique wise, football IQ, and all that stuff, he just took me to the next level. I just understood his coaching and grasped it, and I just went to that next level through him.
What other sport would you have played if it hadn't been for football?
Think if I would have stuck with baseball, I would have been pretty decent.
Okay, big pressure here. Best dish that fiance makes.
She makes this chicken. I don't know what's in it. It's like chicken thighs with mashed potatoes and broccolini. That it's amazing. It kind of has like a savory citrus type of
Gotcha.
taste, and then like it kind of has some juice to it. So that juice mixed with the mashed potatoes, like, it's really good. And
You got to be
then,
careful, else you're going to eat your way out of the league with her, right?
yeah.
You got a binge watch for me?
Binge watch Game of Thrones, the best one.
Nice. Gotcha.
Yeah, I went through that one.
I actually never watched it. My wife and son loved it, and I just couldn't get into it, but
Yeah.
you got to keep that quiet because everybody loves Game of Thrones. But Sydney Jones, I want to thank you very much for doing this on a Wednesday. It means a lot. I think fans learned a lot about you. And I can't thank you enough for sharing some of the things you shared today. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to Jaguars fans. Thank you again, Sydney.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. As usual, I want to thank Sydney Jones for doing this. I say it every week, but these guys are very busy during the season. And to give us 15 minutes and to give us 15 to 20 minutes where it was clearly thought out and some really heartfelt answers from Sydney Jones, I really appreciate it. Not everybody's willing to do that, but I think he shared some things with Jaguars fans that I found fascinating. And Dave, again, I said it at the top, I said it during the interview. I don't know if fans, everybody talks so much about ACLs in this day and age. And an ACL is a brutal injury for a football player. Different positions, it affects different ways. But anybody around it will tell you it's nothing compared to an Achilles. Achilles takes guys down, and there are players who don't recover from it because it is your entire, we talk about quick twitch. That's where it comes from for some guys. It takes away their speed, their athleticism, their agility. it's not necessarily surprising that it took Sydney that long to make up ground and get back to 100%. And I thought it was interesting what he said about his first time he ever dealt with any adversity. For a young player who is physically gifted, as clearly he was, all of a sudden when your dream is at hand, and then to have that, okay, now you, instead of playing as a rookie, you got to work and rehab and not feel part of it. I just find it a remarkably difficult thing that he overcame.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting for me because I really didn't know much about him, and it was just kind of interesting to hear his journey and what he had to do to, you know, recover from that. And kind of the most interesting part for me, I thought, was when he said, like, the game against Green Bay was the most fun he's had professionally in football, which to me, I mean, the guy played on right. The Eagles team that was a playoff team and pretty good team over the last few years. And, you know, last week was the most fun he's had. Just kind of, you kind of feel kind of the renewed sense or the renewed spirit he has for the game. And he seemed, and you know, it's kind of a guy you root for. I mean, you know, despite the record with the Jaguars and stuff, that's one of those stories. It's a cool kind of side story that's going on in the background that probably is not going to get talked about because of the record and because of everything else that's going on. And it's just kind of cool. Like on this format, you can kind of highlight that and take some time and learn about it. And, you know, I was, you know, it's funny. It's, you know, the way this world is and with COVID and stuff, we're not around the players as much. We're not in the locker room and doing as much with players this year. I really didn't even know what the sound of Sydney Jones's voice was. So that was kind of interesting. I didn't even really know what to expect when he started talking. And you know, I thought he just gave some really good insight on kind of the journeys he had in very early in his football career. And the other part is it's still 24 years old. I mean, he still has his career ahead of him, despite everything that happened early on.
And for fans who don't realize, I think a lot of people who listen to this podcast probably do realize by now, we don't really get a chance to talk to the guys because everything's virtual. Usually on a podcast like this, even if I didn't know the player that well, I usually would have talked to him face-to-face or at least tried to go to him and say, hey, is there anything you want to talk about? So, again, for Sydney to sort of open up about some things, very appreciated. I thought the most interesting thing was when he said, look, there were times when I lost confidence. And when he was saying that, I didn't want to interrupt him, but I'm thinking, how could you not? You know, you're at the highest level of football. And for a couple of years, you aren't playing with your full deck, if you will. You know, you don't have all of the skills that got you to that level. So fascinating for me, just like you, Dave, when he talked about having so much fun against Green Bay. It's got to be a pleasure for him at this point. For the first time in his career, A, he's got a chance to start. So he's getting the reps to show what he can do. He's not worried about getting pulled. He doesn't have the pressure that there must have been on him in Philadelphia, where he's a number two pick. There's all these expectations and everything's getting picked apart. I would guess that right now he can play free and have fun for the first time. And it sure shows. What a story. He's a free agent this year. And I didn't ask him about that because he doesn't know yet what the next year is going to bring. But if the Jaguars can re-sign him and get him to be a part of what's going on going forward, what a gift it would be to find a player that you didn't have to draft. All of a sudden, you've got C.J. Henderson, Sidney Jones, and Trey Herndon, who is a good nickel. Sidney Jones, to me, is the key piece where they might have found three of the five pieces necessary in the secondary. If he's not around, then all of a sudden you're looking again for the piece that makes it all work. He's been their best corner so far this year. With apologies at C.J. Henderson, but Sidney Jones has made more plays. He's got 9 pass breakups. He leads the team in PBUs, even though he's only been starting for 5 games. He's played really well, and you wondered after the Texans game, is that consistent? Well, he's been consistent. So credit to him. He has turned himself in, as I said, to an overnight success in no more than 4 years, Dave. It only took him 4 years to be an overnight success.
hey, I'm still trying, and I'm 35 years old. So,
well, guess what, Dave?
And John, sorry, bro.
Yeah, well, after 33 years, I realized I'm not going to be 8 or 9 success. I just want to go to sleep. So, but again, thank you to Sidney Jones for doing this, and I say it every week, but these guys come in here on a Wednesday when they're distracted. They sit down and they haven't been thinking about the context of this podcast, and yet they're still willing to sort of dig deep a little bit and share some things and then automatically turn it off and go back to work. So I appreciate that. I appreciate Dave for putting up with me. I appreciate Joe Fortunato for making us sound better than we actually are. Very, very good Ozone podcast today. I know this one didn't suck. I hope you learned something about Jaguars cornerback Sidney Jones.